Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. As Christmas approaches, I invite you now to join me in this episode to explore a topic which is very close to many hearts. And it is the nostalgia that we may experience during Christmas. Because it is that special time of the year. And last week, we spoke about grief and how to handle grief during the holidays. And Christmas, of course, you know, part of the holidays. However, in this occasion, I want to focus on that tradition, to understand this phenomenon of what happens and how we can even transform those feelings that we may feel in our heart, experience in our hearts of this sense of nostalgia, to transform them into something positive and beautiful. And we start by just exploring deeper what is this issue with Christmas and that sense of nostalgia. When we talk about being nostalgic, is when we feel that we are longing for the past. And this applies to anything, not only Christmas, no? When we feel nostalgic, we may think about a time in our lives that we have happy memories, when we associate ourselves to something beautiful that happened in the past. So we feel nostalgic about that. And especially in Christmas, many of us may remember childhood beautiful memories, family traditions, and moments that we experienced that were filled with joy and togetherness. That's why nostalgic, always remember, it is when we long for past moments that were beautiful. Now, and where does this originate with Christmas? Well, when we experience nostalgia, it's so warm and it is very deep-seated in emotional connections to the past. It is interesting to just go inside ourselves and reflect of our own history, because with this tradition, we may have like a tapestry of personal histories with all these memories, with all the things that we used to do, you know, with the festive lights, when we were as a family, even trimming the Christmas tree, the carols that we may even sing, you know, the Christmas carols that are so filled with emotions and joy. So all these things may paint pictures of past Christmases in our minds. And then nostalgia, even though can be bittersweet, because it is bittersweet, like beautiful memories, but at the same time, as we said last week, for those of us who have experienced a loss in our lives, the loss of a loved one, or even a change, not necessarily the loss of a loved one, but a change in our lives. Maybe we moved from one state to the other, maybe from one country to the other, maybe we lost our homeland, we moved from our homeland, and all these feelings of nostalgia may be present. It is important for us to understand that this is natural, that it is very natural to experience that mix of joy and sadness. So knowing that, let's explore then the power of traditions. And what are traditions? Because when we say a tradition, it is much more than a ritual, like the annual ritual we engage, you know, in with Christmas. Traditions are the root, are the custodians of our stories, our shared stories with others, the things that we do. And it is beautiful because they bind us to those who came before, and they engage into those traditions, into those experiences, and they pass them on to us. And then we continue that tradition, and then we pass them on to those who will follow. So it is very special, and that's why it is so meaningful to us. Because, and something just like maybe baking the family recipe. Use maybe your grandmother used to bake that turkey or that stuffing in a certain way, and now you continue doing it, and then you pass it on. It is interesting. I am from Nicaragua, and the Nicaraguan stuffing is delicious, and my daughter asked me for that recipe many years ago, and now, you know, they do it. They cook that recipe. When we talk about Christmas and baking cookies. She loved to do that when she was a child. And recently, she just sent me a picture because, you know, they do not live in Miami. And she just sent me a picture with their child now baking cookies. That is a tradition. So that is the beauty, because I saw that and I recognized that tradition that is so special. And those things bind us together with our family, with our friends. Now, let's keep in mind that traditions not necessarily have to be static, because as we, you know, continue growing and we change and we may move to other places, our traditions can also change and grow. So this is when we have the power to transform that nostalgia into something positive, like a positive force that we can continue adding or creating or changing traditions, but having some element that continues there, that continues alive there. Let's keep in mind that the value of traditions during this beautiful time of the year of Christmas, because it is beautiful. And I lost my beloved mother, as I have shared with you, 3.5 years ago. I lost my beloved sister, my old sister, 6 months ago. And yes, I miss them both tremendously in my heart. However, I recognized the beauty of Christmas. They loved Christmas. I love Christmas. So we want to pay attention to those traditions. I like to do that because if I pay attention to those traditions, they give me this sense of continuity and even connection to my past with them. And you can do the same. You can do the same because traditions are like, I don't know, like anchors, if you will, because they are something that are stable and that they can give us comfort. So whenever we engage in these rituals, we reinforce this sense of belonging. It's part of our identity during this time of the year. So let's be part of this beautiful time, because as we participate in traditions and as we create new ones, even this can be healing if we are in that space, no, of missing others. They can be healing and they can be empowering, okay? Because they allow us to honor our past, and at the same time, we make room for new memories to create and new experiences. And then those new memories and experiences, we can pass them on to others, and then they become traditions. Okay? So, Christmas, let's always keep in mind this. Christmas nostalgia can remind us of what is important to us. The connections we make, our values, and the simple things in life that brings us joy. This time of the year is an opportunity we have to reflect in our lives, reflect on how we can grow, and how is this journey that we're living. Always knowing that we can connect with others, and the beauty is that we can share that spirit of giving and being grateful. Always remember, as the day approaches, as Christmas Day approaches, that it is okay to feel, you know, a mix of emotions. It is okay. As you embrace your nostalgia with all your love, you're able also to keep some traditions, to create new traditions, and to find joy and meaning in the present moment. I send you all my love, and I wish you a meaningful and filled with love Christmas.